I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. What would captivate 12 million people throughout the world on TED.com to tune into a video as a scientist describes her stroke? Well, you're about to find out as one morning a blood vessel in Jill Bolt Taylor's brain exploded. And as a brain scientist, she realized that she suddenly had a ringside seat to her own stroke. She watched helplessly as her brain functions shut down one by one. The ability to walk, talk, read, write, recall, memory, self-awareness. Essentially, in her own words, she became an infant in a woman's body. Dr. Taylor, it's nice to have you on Body Language.
Thanks, Christopher. It's great to be with you.
Bottom line, why are you still here? Why were you spared?
I have really no idea whatsoever. All I can say is it's been a wild ride, and I've certainly learned an incredible state of gratitude.
You're not a missionary, but it sounds like you have a sense of mission. What might that be in terms of touching people's lives?
I think that for what gave me the courage to recover from the stroke was in realizing that in the absence of my left brain, in the presence of my right brain consciousness, I felt this incredible peacefulness. And I thought, you know, what a different society we could create if we knew that we had this right there inside of our right minds, and that we were biologically programmed to feel this incredible euphoria or peace. And I thought, you know, that's worth coming back for. And if I can recover enough function to be able to communicate that message, then I would do that.
Was that your stroke of insight? Oh, by the way, that's the title of your book.
It is. My stroke of insight.
Pretty clever, huh? Did you have any idea how many folks would be interested in hearing about your stroke? I should think most people would run the other way. Why did they tune in?
Well, you're right. It's, why is somebody going to care about this? And I think that one of our greatest fears as human beings is the concept of losing our own mind, especially in an era where Alzheimer's is so prevalent and brain trauma is happening regularly. And many of us know someone who is in some level of brain trauma. So it touches our lives all very deeply with fear. So I think it's fascinating for people. And on top of it, you know, I come at it with such a positive attitude. And I did recover. And I think timing is everything. And, you know, we've just learned about neurogenesis, the ability of the brain to create some new neurons throughout our lives, especially in response to trauma. And we also know about neuroplasticity now, the ability of our brain cells to rearrange who they're communicating with, which means we do have a higher ability to recover from trauma. And I think we're in a very exciting time about the brain.
While you were having your stroke, while the experience was unfolding, from what I've read, you went into what I call terminal denial. Oh, this couldn't be happening to me. So you jump back on the exercise machine, but things got worse. I'm amazed that you could even make the telephone call, which you did, but it took a while. What is the message based on that experience to others who might be experiencing something similar, such as numbness on one side of their body?
Well, I think any time you experience anything what I call neurological weirdness, that you ought to pick up the phone, dial 911.
And one thing I can assure you from working with the American Heart Association, the paramedics will not laugh at you. In fact, even if it's just a false alarm, believe me,
right,
they're more than happy to help.
Right. Stroke is an emergency. And the problem is that I may think that I'm still able to call for help, but I may not be able to call for help.
In fact, how long did it take you to actually make a call to a friend?
Well, from the moment I woke up until the time I finally got help was 4 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
So I wouldn't say I was in denial because I'd never experienced a stroke before, but I had experienced some kind of neurological weirdness like migraine headache in the past. So I just didn't know what it was. But as it progressed, it was fascinating to me, and it wasn't until my right arm went totally paralyzed by my side that I realized that it was a stroke, because that was a typical warning sign of stroke.
Well, at some point, you have to stop being a spectator and become a participant.
Exactly.
And pick up the phone and make the call.
Exactly.
Our guest is Jill Bolt Taylor, PhD, author of My Stroke of Insight. Apparently, when you finally woke up, you were shocked to discover, surprise, surprise, that you were still alive. However, you felt your spirit surrender and you'd said goodbye to life. Now, that's a very interesting experience that people who experience trauma often have. They basically say, well, this is it, you know, and they make their peace. But when they're pulled back from the abyss, from the darkness, from the dark side, life changes.
Well, when I woke up, I wasn't necessarily happy that I was still here because my body felt like a ton of lead. And it was very heavy, 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 and it hurt. Incredible pain. And information coming in through all of my sensory systems was pure pain. So it was not a very pleasant experience. And yet there was a little piece of me that was thrilled. I survived.
You have said that you teach others through your own example about how we might more readily exercise our own right hemispheric circuitry with the intention of helping all human beings become more humane. That is a very, very high calling. In fact, you've been quoted as saying, I believe the more time we spend running our deep inner peace circuitry, the more peace we will project into the world, and ultimately, the more peace we will have on the planet. Where did that come from?
Well, it's the absence of that left brain critical judgment that is all about competition and materialism, financial reward, the me against you kind of framework of the left brain.
Do you mean you had to have a stroke to figure that
one out?
Well,
I think I had to have a stroke in order to live that, breathe that, and be that.
What is a better way than having a stroke to arrive at that place in your life to become a little more mindful and gracious and conscious?
Well, you know, I think we're at a great time when mindfulness is something that we're understanding. We have the ability to change our thoughts and change the circuitry inside of our brains. We have choices, and the more we understand the differences between who we are inside of our right brain versus inside of our left brain, those are two very different personalities, and most of us can't identify the two of them. And one is driven by society, and one is our natural authenticity. So I think it's a matter of each of us coming to terms with being who we want to be in the world as opposed to who others think we ought to be.
So which brain were you left with? Or right with?
Well, of course, I was left with my right, but I regained my left.
Oh, so the little circuits crawled over the bifurcation through the cleave, and what happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, the beauty was that I got to kind of pick and choose which of the circuits in my left brain I would let come back online. Yeah, so I got to choose. I could choose language. So I'm speaking to you because that circuit came back online. But I did not allow my anger circuitry to be as enforced as it had been before because I didn't like the way that felt inside of my body.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't yell at you, because the anger circuit might have kicked in. Tell me, doctor.
Yours, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Tell me, doctor, where can people learn more about your work?
Well, I can be accessed through the internet, of course, drjilltaylor.com or mystrokeofinsight.com.
Now that's drjilltaylor.com, is that correct?
Exactly.
I'm so glad you joined us today on body language. I love the TED.com talk. The book is absolutely captivating, and you're very gracious to be here today on Body Language, Dr. Taylor.
Well, you're a great interview. I appreciate your time, Christopher.
A great interview?
A great interview.
You mean an amazing interview.
Phenomenal.
Oh, I love it. Flattery will get you somewhere, especially 3,000 miles away.
Exactly.
Dr. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.
Thanks, Christopher. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.